Some cooling will return to the northern plains as we get out into the early part of next week, but until then, we're going to see some warm and humid weather with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures out there today will be in the 80s and lower to a few middle 90s. The Missouri River Basin area will be warmest. We expect tomorrow to be very similar, although some of the heat will come a little farther to the east in South Dakota and southeastern parts of North Dakota, where extremes up in the upper 90s will be possible. Extremes over 100 will occur near and to the west of the Missouri River in South Dakota. Temperatures will turn cooler early next week, but we have one more opportunity for hot weather to occur across many areas, especially South Dakota, as we go into Sunday, where temperatures will be once again in the 90s to near 100 degrees. Highs farther to the north and east, though, will be in the 80s and lower 90s. Monday, though, brings cooler air, and Monday and Tuesday both will see a fall in the temperatures, so that Tuesday afternoon temperatures will be limited to the 70s and lower 80s. Some of that cooling will already begin on Monday afternoon in the northern parts of the region, and it looks like temperatures on Wednesday of next week are expected to still be in the 70s and lower 80s. We'll start a new warming trend late next week. The nighttime lows are going to be very comfortable once we get into the early to middle part of next week, but for the next night or two, we're going to be seeing those temperatures running in the 60s and perhaps even a few lower 70s. As we go into early to midweek next week, though, those nighttime lows will come back to the 50s and a few lower 60s. Now, we do have a chance for rain and thunderstorm activity periodically as we go forward through the next few days. The opportunities will vary greatly from one location to the next. I do not expect a well-organized distribution of rain today, but we will see a few spits and spats of moisture over maybe 20 to 25% of the region. The greatest precipitation, at least the first round of that, will likely occur late tonight and into the morning tomorrow across the northeast half of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Some of those crop areas will likely end up with moisture totals that will run from a couple tenths of an inch to 8/10 of an inch, and there may be something even greater near the Minnesota-Canada border. As we move on into the latter part of the weekend, we'll have another chance for some scattered showers and storms to occur. It looks like the next round of more meaningful rain will be Sunday night into Monday, when that cool air mass debuts in the region, and areas from eastern North Dakota to northern Minnesota could see another 3/10 to 1 inch of rain, with some local totals upwards to 1.5 inches, with Minnesota wettest. Some of that rain will work its way farther to the south on Tuesday, and we'll see similar amounts of rain in a few areas, but most of the precipitation will be light. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.